Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I hear the wind blowing right over the studio right there in Jersey, New York. Waters, man, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. All this wind, my hair's getting messed up, but I think it's going to be okay. Things are, you know, we got a storm. Storm is coming. A hurricane is coming. And it's headed here.
I can kind of hear it.
To New Jersey.
I can hear it. I can literally hear your the wind blowing over the studio. I just want to say this morning to all of our listeners who are in New York and the Bronx and Manhattan and New Jersey, Atlantic City, and all the different areas, and that we're praying for you. I understand that Hurricane Sandy, they're calling it the superstorm. Pat, they're calling it the superstorm.
Mm-hmm. I heard it called Frankenstorm as well.
Yeah, Frankenstorm. But prophetically,
yeah,
you know, we know that God told us about these super happenings in the environment, things that would happen in nature.
Right.
And if you haven't heard that yet, go to the VFN Torch and look at the very top, and you'll see preparing for the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. We have a superstorm. We have a huge hurricane. I mean, it's so large that they cannot. They're amazed at how big this hurricane is. And they normally measure, for those that are not familiar with the on the hurricanes, we are on the Emerald Coast and the Gulf Coast and Florida and Georgia, but mostly Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, we are. And they measure hurricanes normally by the size of this tight eye, the wind speed of the eye, and everything around the eye is like, you know, tropical storm or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing is so big, it's so massive, that and it's colliding with a nor'easter, a jet stream, and a snowstorm basically is coming south. A hurricane storm's coming north, and then they have a particular weather, whatever, that's going to just jet-eye it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's gonna make a huge left oblique into, you know, southern New Jersey, New York. And if you go there, I mean, the water, it's an island. New York's an island, if people don't think about that. And when you look in the Statue of Liberty, it's in the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the water's already up to the Statue of Liberty's base. It's already up to, remember we were there at Battery Park and we're looking, you know, in the financial district, and we're, you know, shooting a segment for VFN TV right there in Manhattan. That was John and I was doing the water's already there already.
Right.
So if it moves up a foot, that's not good. But moves up 2 foot, that's really bad.
Right.
But 6 foot and 11 foot, you're talking the island, the financial district, where the Twin Towers are at, where we're at, and where the Freedom Towers is now, where the Holocaust Museum is at, and those different parts of Manhattan will be underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll be underwater. And so we need to pray for them. We need to pray that the storm surge does not happen. And that's the big thing. And a lot of people go, oh, the wind's going to blow my hair around. It's going to blow my tree around. Listen, the storm surge will sink your property. The storm surge will wash over your property there. This is what the governor said. The governor said this.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of Connecticut said this. We're not going to talk about what the mayor of New York said. But the governor of Connecticut said, he said, the last time we saw something like this was never. Never.
Oh, wow.
Unquote. Think about it. This is never. And we have so many. We've never seen this before because we've lived in. That's never happened before. So
every
never
day.
Seen this before. Something that we're pretty calm, right?
Right.
How did that. Oh, don't worry about it. Just put it in the next chapter of It Never Happened.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you to stand strong. Realize that the storm surge is what you really have to worry about. They've already closed down the subways. They were showing this morning on the news the Reagan International Airport in Washington, D.C. All the flights are closed down. And it's an international airport, which means the world transportation now is being affected. It affects the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kennedy and LaGuardia being closed down, that's another international airport. You have two international airports. And people, you know, complain about America a lot, and they go, oh, you know, you automaticans. And the truth is, like, right. Yeah, but if we stop, if we get a cold, if we sneeze, mm-hmm. you get a cold. You know, if we get a cold, you get the flu.
Yeah.
And, you know, that presently, by God's grace, you know, it's a very powerful, large country where so much economy happens through the day-to-day operations of business coming out of America, and understanding that we already have a economy on the edge. We have an election. You know, we're 8 days, I guess, away from choosing our president of the United States, you know, whether we're going to, whether people are going to choose four more years for President Barack Obama, or they're going to choose Mitt Romney, Governor Mitt Romney, for the president. We're like 8 days away from that.
Mm-hmm.
These are crucial days, especially when the election's so close. I mean, I've never seen, in my experience, you know, such a close election. Maybe during the time of George W. Bush and Gore,
right?
You know, when they were running and it was so close, and Gore won the popular vote, but President George W. Bush won the Electoral College vote,
mm-hmm.
And there's just some major things going on right now, but you're looking at things neck and neck. I really, when you think about too, you're hearing things. So I want to encourage you. Remember, let's just take a moment right now. Let's just pray for our American citizens that are on the East Coast, and let's pray for their people, to their leaders and all, to have wisdom. Let's pray for the church, and that God would protect. And Father God, we just come to you now. And we ask you, on behalf of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would protect the people on the East Coast, that you would set your angels on the shore and hold back this storm surge and this winds. Lord, where they predicted $1 billion in damages, God, that you would prevent that from taking place, God.
Yes.
Lord, that you would keep the family safe, that you would keep water and electricity and food in the homes and the people's families, they would stay healthy during this time, Father God, and warm, God, heat, Lord. And we just pray for your mercy over the northeastern United States, God, that you would protect them and keep them. We beg you, we ask you, in Jesus' name. Well, you know, we're talking about the elections as well being so close that so many people think that that they have it all figured out. When you run for, if you choose to run for a political office, it's sort of like football. You know, you think about it, this is a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
You know something about football, right?
I used to.
I was listening to an older segment on VFN Radio, and I was talking about football or something, and you were talking, you know, because intelligently about it, and I'm going, uh-huh. Well, it looks like you Googled it up.
Yeah.
As if I knew more about football than you. Not everything I know about it, you know, I think you taught it to me.
All right.
That's why I cheer for the losing team, the Saints.
Unfortunately.
You taught me how to dive and how to die. Now, so we're neck and neck. It's so close. Election's so close. And, it's a dangerous time. It reveals the very important truth that you need to go to VFN TV and you need to listen to. It'd be cool to listen to history before it happened, because that way you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
At least be on the right side of history. If you can't change it, at least be on the right side of history, which means following That's right. what God is saying. Following what God is saying. And this is what's going on. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's facing a storm that is being fashioned against it by God,
right?
Mm-hmm. By a loving Father who is wanting us to turn back to Him. Listen, at the same time with this super storm is on the East Coast, there is a earthquake on the West Coast in Canada, and sending tsunami waves to Hawaii.
Wow.
And I was going to bed this weekend, and I was exhausted, and just closed my eyes and passed the news.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was hearing, I heard the storm's getting bigger on the East Coast and the tsunami on the West Coast. I'm like, why open my eyes and lean up, and I'm thinking, oh, America, please, America. You know, he's just like, come on. Come on, don't, you know, come on, don't you get this? Don't you get it? That God is God and above him there's none other. When we sit up here and say, you know, where King Herod stood up and took credit for everything that was going on, of course, he fell dead and worms ate his body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just live and learn. We can look at Israel. People say, you know, God has a covenant with America. Well, he has one with Israel. And read what happened to the apple of his eye. And understand this, that he's looking for us to turn. And if we will stop, if we will just say, wait a minute. And I mean, think about it. We have a president right now who stood up before the whole world and said, America is no longer a Christian nation.
Yeah.
We have a president who went to the heart of the fragmented beginnings of an Arab Spring. As a matter of fact, he may have fanned the flames that began the fire of Arab Spring, and telling the world in Egypt at Cairo University that it's his job as president of the United States to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam, no matter where it's found in the world. Those two statements are very important, because you have to understand this is, so you need to know this, that to say that America is no longer Christ-following Christian nation. Christian means Christ-following. At the same time, in the very first, and that was right in him entering into the White House before the election. Then he goes to Cairo and he says, it's his job as the president of a no longer Christian nation to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam, which Islam are followers of Muhammad. And Muhammad got the Quran, he says, from an angel. They handed it to him. And it says in the Quran that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. So those are two powerful statements, that he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. At the same time, we have Saudi Arabia wanting to finance the United Nations new educational material for the world. And
at the tune of $20 billion, $20
million. $20
million.
Wow.
That says that Judaism and Christianity are false religions. And to put it in the textbooks. And from what I understand, based off of Alan Barton with Wallbuilders Ministry, two of our biggest publishing companies for our school books are potentially either Muslim ran or Muslim owned.
Wow.
It's been a 100-year plan, remember? It's been a 100-year plan. It's like, oh my goodness.
That's right.
Woodrow, they found you. You bought into it. And here we are at the end of this plan.
Well, there is some good news from the storm coming. There is some good news. You may be encouraged by this. The United Nations will be closed today. They will be closed for today and tomorrow. So I just wanted to pass that along.
Nothing personal and not any damage to anybody, but it'd be great if the winds were so strong, all it affected was the United Nations, and it flung everybody back to their countries. And it kind of dismantled that building and kind of blew the dirt where you could see the China. You could go all the way through and see all the China. But, you know, in addition to that they are keeping, even they're closing down the New York Stock Exchange, but be calm about it, because they're going to allow the computers to keep on trading.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Is that wild? It's like, oh, we don't need people anymore. We'll just let the computers do it. This is what we should start saying. Oh, so we didn't need you anymore, broker. That's what it was, right? We don't need you. They'll go like, shut those computers down.
Exactly.
There's something about having humans involved in planning your day. There's something about, listen, we got to quit surrendering everything over to computers. And they submit to us. We don't submit to them. We don't let them stand in the gap for us. We stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, and we close down things if we have to.
That's right.
And they're keeping the New York Stock Exchange open through a computer. So that's all we need, right, is a virus, right? Some sort of, what do you call that, cyber attack? Lord, guard our economy. And I'm thinking about when I heard that, the first thing I thought about is what the Lord showed you, and that prophetic word was how within 6 seconds or 6 minutes, you know, whatever.
Yeah. 6 minutes.
Six, yeah. And that the economy falls.
And
the reason why they hit the Twin Towers and their attack was not because it was two tall buildings, it's because it was the financial district.
That's right.
And if you can affect the money, you know, and here we are now, and the computers are like, and we told everybody we're going to close it down. And we told everybody the computers are going to do it. And it's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's just something. So we want to just continue to pray and just trust God and realize on the West Coast was an earthquake, you know, started in Canada. And which is, if you think about that San Andreas fault, it comes all the way down into California. It's like 125 years late.
Wow.
And it shifts. It hasn't shifted in a while. And when it gives, it's just like a big boom. It's going to be a big shift.
Remember when we were down at the Holocaust Museum in Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, in Battery Park? That whole area there, so they're expecting it's just to be, just the surge just to go all just right on top of it.
Remember, it was right. It was already at the edge already. That's what I was talking
right
about.
Right on the edge of the world, yeah.
That. So you can imagine 6 foot is going to bring it all the way up into Battery Park.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with Manhattan, that's the lower parts where the financial district is, and that's right from the Battery Park. If you're looking out into the Hudson, you can see the Statue of Liberty, and so it's, I mean, it's just really close. It's the bottom portion of, you know, the Manhattan right there. They've totally supposedly evacuated that whole area. About 327,000 people in New York City were told to leave.
Yeah, and it's so. This is an interesting place where a superstorm is hitting over our financial district. And it's like, this stuff. And this is this. If you have not heard, you got to hear the Elijah storm on VFN TV. You got to watch it.
Yes,
because this is, you got. Man, I can't quote a lot of things to you right now because you can listen to it. But people go, oh, we think disaster takes 6 months to happen. But these hurricanes that cause such great damage, and it may be something like Katrina, for example, I think it was like 11 hours.
Right.
Ivan was like maybe 3 hours. And the Twin Towers was moments. You know, and it doesn't take long. I mean, we're just so fragile as human beings. I mean, God holds us together. He keeps everything operating. He's so good. He's so merciful. I mean, and he loves us, and God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. But realize all you have to do is pull back his finger, just pull back his hand a little bit, and everything that he holds together, our fragileness. You know, you know, what are we that God's mindful of us? I mean, we're, you know, we're just made from the dust of the earth, and that he holds together our bodies. And not only that, he gives us the air to breathe. He gives us the ability to get wealth. I mean, he holds the mysterious carbon bond together that holds everything, the matter together. And here we are, you know, trying to take his name off of everything. And it's like, that's not a good combination. That's not, you know, if you're dangling from a rope off of a, the Freedom Towers and God's holding the rope. And you're at the other end of it, and your feet are dangling. You got a good grip on the rope. I mean, it's got a good grip on you. But that rope's in God's hands.
Right.
I mean, why would you want to deny him?
Right.
Right. Yeah, you are not holding this rope. You are not holding this rope. It's like, dude, that's not going to work out well. That's not going to work out well. You don't. Why? No, you wouldn't deny. Hey, I deny the fact that you're holding this rope up. It's like, dude, it's not going to be good. You know, and he could just let go of the rope.
Right.
I changed my mind.
Right.
You know, I repent. It's like too late. You know, it's like, it's crazy. But the enemy stills the reality of it's God holding us up.
That's right.
I was just thinking about the storm surge. The storm surge, you know, coming in from the Hudson. Now I've seen, you know, I've seen some stuff. I remember when I was in New York during the snow, and it's not as pretty as you think it is when it mixes with all the oil and the dirt and the grease and everything that's in the streets, and they take dozers and they dump it into the Hudson. And, you know, I've seen some people, you know, skiing in the Hudson and doing things in the Hudson, you know, jet skiing in the Hudson. And personally, you know, I don't think I would go for a different area to swim.
Yeah, you know, dirty snow and oil is the least of your worries in the Hudson.
Right, you know, things might float up from the bottom if the chain breaks loose. They, but to understand that all that street, the island drains off into the Hudson, and of course from the other side, Jersey, and all. And I'm thinking about the what's going to wash up on the shores of the financial district.
Oh wow!
Of all the unclean water is going to wash up on the land and the beautiful parts of the island there, and also in Jersey.
Yeah, Hoboken.
So yes, Hoboken supposed to be underwater, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're very low. They're concerned that the water is going to get into these basement apartments, and all of Ed Hutt is going to be on both sides. So one side of Jersey and the other side of Lower Manhattan is going to be not good.
Well, know this, that being someone that have come through hurricanes, they blow in and they blow out. And when they're done, it is finished. And then if you have to, you just begin again with, you know, cutting down trees and starting to move some stuff. This is a perfect time for the church to be activated, to think about ways that you can help people get water, help people get food. Think about your elderly people. Think about people that don't get out much and are limited or impaired in their walking, and don't assume somebody's taking care of them. If they're in your neighborhood, go and find their houses, check with them, make sure they're okay, and if you need be, you know, bring them to your home, but at least make sure they have water and food and blankets. When you're older too, this cold is tough, and you want to make sure that you don't just, you know, think about just yourselves as a church. We want to think about everybody, and I've always encouraged, this is what I do in my own neighborhood, is I have a relationship with my neighbors, and we help each other out, and we, if something's going on, we come together, we talk about it. And that's what it's supposed to. That's why America was actually formed. But definitely, as believers, we should at least be meeting our neighbors, talking to them, and making sure everything's okay. And especially the elderly, make sure the elderly's okay, because a little bit of time without, and if it's heat, a little bit of time without the air conditioner can dehydrate them, and they can die, or they could start a generator but not understand they needed to vent it. If you have a generator, you need to vent the generator. It needs to be outside.
Not inside.
You know, I remember a store owner that for some reason they didn't vent it well or whatever, and they died in their store from the exhaust. It's like, you know, you see where people have committed suicide by pulling their car in a garage and letting the muffler run because the carbon dioxide comes out of the muffler. Well, if you have a gas-powered generator and you put that by a window in your house, or you put that in your house or in your garage and let it go, it's all that's going to come in your house, and it will kill you. It has to be outside, so you want to have it under like a little shelter or something, a little lean-to, and let it run like that. But be very cautious about those things. Also, think about this too, that when you're thinking about electrical power and having no lights, think about going to your local hardware store like Lowe's or Home Depot and getting some of those solar-powered little small lamps. So you put in your yard, you stick them in the grass or something, because that prevents from having a fire. You let that, you know, charge up, and people say, well, you're not going to have any sun in the storm. Well, if your power goes out, you're going to have some sun for quite some time, because it'll take a while for them to turn the power back on. So you can put these little small $2 or $3 things in your yard and let them soak up the sun, and then you can give them to your children so they can walk around the house with solar-powered light instead of a candle. He's just like, you know, you look at your 6-year-old kid. I'm gonna go to the back with a candle. Like, no, you're not.
No, I don't think so.
No, you're not.
You stay right there.
You stay right there. But you can give them a little $2 a solar power thing that they can carry that everywhere they go, and it'll give them light all night long.
Yeah. The other thing you need to be careful about too, and be mindful of, that when it looks like it's getting really heavy and power may go out before then, you may want to look at taking some of your food and start freezing as much as you can, putting it in your freezer, so that when the power does come out, you know, stuff like milk and other things can begin to thaw out. You don't want to open it. And you also want to kind of fill up your bathtub with water. Because if they shut down the water, you know,
there's nothing more precious when you have a house full of people to be able than to be able to flush.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
You know, you take flushing. We're so blessed in America. And I personally, you know, I mean, I'm peculiar anyway. I turn on the sink water and go, God, you're so good that water comes out of a faucet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you flush a toilet. It's like, it's just a gift. It's such a gift to have being able to, because it's a very sanitary thing in regards to keeping your family healthy. When you go to Haiti, for example, that have all those kind of facilities. And we're blessed to have those things. And yeah. sometimes we take them for granted, or we just think that we don't realize how much we depend on them until we don't have them anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, think about that. You're filling your bathtub up, freezing yeah. your food, getting some of those. And most people probably aren't thinking about getting some of those solar powered looking sticks you stick in your. But it's brilliant. It's a brilliant yeah. way to be able to have some electricity.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. Also, too, if you can get a hold of an inverter to the device, you can go into a Walmart and it converts your battery in your car into electrical power. I think AC to electrical power. But if you go into Walmart and go back into the car section, they can steer you where to get that. And you can plug an extension cord and you can charge up a phone. Previous hurricanes, we lost power. But amazingly, we had cell phone coverage. We had cell phone communications really big during a time like this.
Because they have towers versus wires. They have these towers mm-hmm. that send out. It's one way. And the of course, the battery didn't last forever. But that's a brilliant way to do that, too. It has little, mm-hmm. probably little clamps that you could go on your negative yep. and positive batteries. And,
or sometimes you could put them in the cigarette lighter too.
Yeah, put them in the cigarette lighter, and things like that. You'd be surprised how important those things. I remember one particular hurricane. It was just so hot. I mean, it was really, really hot. And our Amber, my daughter, you know, she always had that flowing, long, beautiful, wavy hair.
Mm-hmm.
And but long hair is not something you want to have during the heat.
No.
And so she came and she jumped in bed with us, you know, which is like, anyway. And that all that long hair just flapped over on dog. I was like, oh, my Ooh. Goodness, baby. Oh, no, no,
Get
no.
Get that fur off.
It's hot. And but you can hear. It's amazing. As soon as electricity shuts down, you can hear everything.
Everything.
You can hear everything that's going on and things you don't want to hear, you hear. And if you're the only one with a generator, they'll know it because it'll sound like some huge 747 going off.
And they may come by.
Yeah, they come by.
These are great tips because a lot of you know, if you don't know, we have not experienced hurricanes in the Northeast, so there is no little experience in this area.
Did you hear what the governor of Connecticut said? I was talking about the first hour.
Yeah,
and that's it's never happened. Mm. Yeah. This has happened never.
Right,
and. So if you haven't yet gone to Prudent Preparation, watch Prudent Preparation on VFN TV. If you would have already watched it, you would have already been prepared, and this would have been just as tragic as it is, but you would have been able to be there and be stable for what's mm-hmm. happening. Listen, if there's hurricanes on your East Coast and earthquakes on your West Coast and a unstable economy between the two, mm-hmm. you need to prepare yourself.
That's right.
Because All the right. shelves, and this is FIFO. FIFO, first in, first out, is the inventory system. So, John, tell us what happened to all the food and supplies on the shelves in the Northeast.
They're practically gone. They're all gone. You're trying to find food and water and things of that nature. One of my neighbors came over the other day and said, oh, my daughter went out to try to get bread, and she couldn't even find a loaf of bread. She couldn't find a loaf of bread to make sandwiches for the kids. We're like, well, you know, here's some stuff, you know, but you want to make sure that you stock up early. Because it's bare. You're not going to get much of
it. And it's first in, first out. Understand this. Not only are the shelves empty, but they haven't produced the product yet that has to go on the truck to be able to get there. So you're looking at 30, 60 days to get things back in operation again if they're not in some earthquake zone, if they're not in some other kind of disaster that's going on. So give yourself some leeway in regards to, I know in the city quite often everything's right there out up under you, so you could shop on a daily basis if you wanted to and just go pick up some stuff. But you don't want to do that. You want to, you know, shop ahead of time and get some things. But go to Prudent Preparation. If you would have been listening to Prudent Preparation on VFN TV, watched it, and you would have actually had this. And let me tell you, there's a lot more coming where that
came
from.
There's a lot more.
And go to Prudent Preparation, and if you want to find out about what's coming, go to the Elijah Storm. And watch it at VFNTV.com, but also watch Prudent Preparation to understand how to be able to prepare for this.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.